little difficult to believe this is the eighth year we've given out this award already, but every year the Denver Chapter Pro Football Writers, we all vote. You guys all vote. What we call the Darren Williams Good Guy Award, essentially an award for accountability, honesty, just being there, good times and bad, as we all go through our daily work lives. This isn't always a great experience for everybody involved, but we always appreciate the guys who do it and do it well. I still have a hard time going in the locker room right now with Peyton in there and not thinking of 06 when the Colts won here on a field goal, and we all went around Darren's locker, and he was getting ready, and Peyton had picked on him a lot of the second half, including the game-winning drive, and we were going to ask him what happened. He turned around. We asked Darren one question. I don't know if you remember, but he said, "It's the great Peyton Manning." That was his answer. So he, big smile. But that was kind of Darren in a nutshell. And this year's winner was Terrence Knighton. Terrence, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You were the next winner.
Cool. Thank you. I want to thank all you guys for being nice to me with the questions. It's an honor, especially when the award is named after a player. You know, sad story what happened to him. But, you know, it's a great honor, obviously. You know, he was a great guy in the locker room, a great player. You know, showed up to work every day with enthusiasm, and that's what I try to do and model myself after. And I appreciate you guys for, you know, embracing me in Denver. And, you know, all the good things you say, all the bad things you say, I appreciate it. It helps me on the field. And it's an honor, and it's like my first award in the NFL, really. So I appreciate you guys, and thanks.
Any questions for Terrence? Your first reaction when they told you
I was just happy to win something for once. You know what I mean? You know, obviously, there's been a lot of talks about me talking about winning other things, but, you know, this just means a lot. You know, a lot of my characteristic, my character, I get it from my mom, Rochelle Knighton, I got to say that, my mom. And she always teaches me, you know, be respectful, you know, and give more respect to the people that respect you. So I respect you guys a lot and what you guys do. And, you know, a lot of players don't, to be honest. And, you know, I respect everyone and their job and what they do. So I give more respect back to the people, you know, who respect me.
Why is that? I mean, a lot of players don't like talking to the media.
You know, football is an emotional game, you know. And, you know, you might catch a guy on a bad day. You know, everybody can talk on a good day. But, you know, it takes a real professional, a real certain type of human being to talk, you know, about things that are negative, you know, talking about the uncomfortable, you know, talk when you lose. And, you know, you just got to be respectful to you guys and knowing that you guys got a job to do. You got to, you know, you got families you guys have to feed, and you have to think about all those things. And it comes with the job. You know, you sign a contract, and, you know, you just got to be accountable. And that's what it's about. They just told me he was just a lively person. You know, he was on his way, you know, to being one of the best corners in the league. You know, a young player, and you know, I think you know things don't quite always go how you want them to go, but you know, he impacted, you know, obviously you guys, other players, the NFL with this award. So you know, his life wasn't, you know, his life had a purpose, you know what I mean? And his legacy lives on, and that's just the onus to you guys and, you know, the Denver Broncos to continue that. And that's why I think this is the best football city and the best organization in the NFL.
Is there a certain one thing that maybe when you wake up in the morning that motivates you and that keeps you focused and, you know, proud to be in the NFL? Is there, some players have like one certain thing that motivates them every day. Is there one thing you can do?
Family, and that includes the players in the locker room. They voted me as a captain, so you know, I have to hold myself accountable and hold them accountable, and you know, show up to work every day with enthusiasm. And you know, I'm the oldest of four boys. I got, you know, three younger brothers that look up to me, watch everything I do. A mom that still works hard to this day, even though she doesn't have to, you know. And you know, I don't always believe in not letting people down, and that's how I live my life.
What's the worst or stupidest question to be asked over and over?
Oh, Worst question. I really don't know. I do a radio show, you know, every Monday, and Nate Kreckman always asks me, any guarantees for the game this weekend? I always have to tell him, yeah, we'll be there. I mean, I can't guarantee you anything, but, you know, guarantee, I guess, just keeps coming up now. So, you know, but no, I like a lot of questions. Like, I joke with you guys about, you know, my grandmother, you know, who Googles my name every 5 seconds. So she just, you know, the more questions you guys ask, the more fun she has with it. And, you know, she likes seeing my name pop up on the internet. So
have you sensed that since you said what you did, that you've got a little target on your back now?
Well, yeah, I mean, from Patriot fans.
Yeah.
But, you know, good thing is I play defense. So, I usually I'm the missile, not the target. So, you know, but, you know, it's an overall consensus in the locker room. Guys might not say it, but we all feel the same way that, you know, a Super Bowl or a bust, really. And, you know, Mr. Elway put together a team that, you know, he feels should win the Super Bowl. And, you know, we don't want to let him down. And, you know, we don't want to let ourselves down. So we don't want to come up short like we did last year. And, you know, we want to improve. And the only way to improve from last year is actually winning the title. So
what'd your grandmother say after Googling you this week?
Well, first of all, you know, I had a little elbow issue, I think like last week or 2 weeks ago. I don't know. My body always hurts. But she just called me and was like, are you playing this week? I'm like, yes. She's like, well, ESPN says you're not playing. I'm like, no, they didn't, Grandma. But, you know, I'm pretty sure she'll have something, you know, Monday morning or Sunday morning. She'll call me with something, and I'll be sure to let you guys know what my grandma said. So.
Would she be proud of this award more than maybe an on-field award?
Absolutely, absolutely. She takes a lot of pride in, you know, how her grandchildren and how her children are, you know, as people. You know, and my mom had me at a young age, at 16 years old. So me and my mom really grew up together. And, you know, we lived with my grandmother, and she taught me a lot of things. She was really the discipline in our family. She's the rock. That's why I have her tattooed on my hand, because she's the rock in our family, and she holds us together. And, you know, without her, you know, our family would be who knows where. And, you know, I probably wouldn't be standing right here. So she held us together. You know, she's from the old school, and, you know, she didn't play. So I'm going to just say that. She didn't play at all.
You talked yesterday about how, like, Jack Del Rio told you a few years ago, hey, you know, say what you want, you got to be a man and be accountable. Mm. How much does it be helping that culture and also here where young guys can kind of speak their mind, but they aren't accountable for it?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you know what you got to do on the field, really, you can say what you want. You know, a lot of guys, you know, particularly like Peyton, you know, he's a quarterback, so he's not going to get, you know, a DN fired up about a game, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's a man's league, you know what I mean? And if whatever you say, put your name to it, whatever you do, your name's going to be attached to it. And, you know, the good thing about Coach Del Rio is when I first came into the league, he treated me like a man. When I got here, it's the same thing, and I think that's why our defense has been so successful, you know, this year, is because he's allowing us to be men and go out there and play the way we want to, really. He makes the calls, but, you know, he gives us a lot of freedom to be men and make plays. And, you know, when we do bad, he takes a lot of credit for it. He takes credit for the bad. And when we do good, he gives us the credit. So you love playing for a coach like that.